AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Thursday morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Hope you're having a great morning. Wanted to read to you from 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, a verse that we refer to often here on Real Truth for Today. Talks about the sons of Issachar. The sons of Issachar were men who understood the times with knowledge of what Israel should do. One of the things I love about American Family Radio, American Family Association, is they keep we keep our listeners to the best of our ability abreast of what is going on in our nation, what is going on in the world, so that we can understand the times. Very important to understand the times in which we live, and then to have the biblical knowledge of what needs to be done, just like the sons of Issachar, that they had knowledge of what Israel should do. And we have said repeatedly, you don't look at the Bible through the lens of circumstances and current events. You look at current events through the lens of the Scripture. That's what it means to have a biblical worldview. Now, to help me as we look at the times, and especially we want to talk about Mike Huckabee's confirmation hearing that he had on Tuesday this week, just 2 days ago, is my good friend, Dr. Gary Frazier. Gary is the founder of Discovery Missions International. He's a speaker. He's an author. He's one of today's leading experts on Bible prophecy and current events and the parallel between the two. Gary, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jeff, it's always a joy to be with you, brother. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you greatly, Gary. I appreciate your insights on things. And so I want to play a clip from Mike Huckabee. He was Tuesday being grilled by the Senate, the confirmation guys, and he's been nominated by Donald Trump to be the ambassador to Israel, and I think that is a great he is a great choice. He loves the Israeli people, and the Israeli people, by and large, love him. But there are those that don't like him, obviously, because he's an outspoken conservative Christian. Well, this is what Mike Huckabee had to say on Tuesday.
I cannot imagine under any circumstances that any right-minded person would find it acceptable to support or to even acknowledge that there was justification in any way for the massacre of innocent civilians on October the 7th. If I'm confirmed, I will be absolutely clear to carry the president's policies. They have been clear that Hamas will have no future in Gaza. It can't. This was not simply a cold-blooded murder in which people came across the borders and shot innocent people. They massacred them. And they did it in the way that was most physically painful and in the way that was most personally humiliating. And worse, they videotaped themselves doing it because they were proud of it. And they published it with pride. And they announced repeatedly that they would do it again. Hamas is not a government, it's not a standing army, it is a terrorist organization, and they acted like it, and they must be treated as such. And if confirmed, I would hope that this unfortunate, horrific war that has resulted in many, many deaths, including Americans, the taking of hostages for a longer period of time than even the hostages in 1979 were taken during the Iranian takeover, that all of that could come to an end and there could be accountability for what was done to Jewish people on October the 7th of 2023.
All right, Gary, give me your opinion as to why Mike Huckabee should be confirmed as the ambassador to Israel.
Well, let me first of all, Jeff, say why there are those who do not want him to be confirmed, okay?
Sure.
In Tuesday's hearing, if anyone was watching it, they probably heard the screaming protest, screaming about genocide and so forth and so on. Of course, these were pro-Palestinians who claimed that the Jewish people randomly killed Palestinian people, blah, blah, blah. Well, the bottom line is that's totally untrue, and anyone who has an IQ above plant life and has any concept of what is happening in the Middle East knows that to be false. Having said that, I appreciate the fact that Mike Huckabee, who is a good friend of mine, and I love him dearly. He and Janet have been great friends through the years, and I'm so excited about his appointment. And he ultimately will be confirmed. But what is the big issue here in the first place? It is because in recent times and through the years, and correctly so, Mike has advocated for the fact that there should not be a two-state solution to this, because two-state is never going to be a solution in the land of Israel. And so what's happened is that over time, he has spoken about the fact that Israel needs to annex, to take back, if you please, biblical Judea and Samaria, which people today politically call the West Bank, which is, as I said, biblical Judea and Samaria. This was the land that belonged to the Jewish people from 3,000 years ago until political aspirations took over, and so this was cut away from the land of Israel. Of course, it's been turned over to Palestinian control. And then when Ariel Sharon, the Prime Minister of Israel, allowed Gaza Strip to be given as well, I think it was 2007, I believe. And from that point on, and we all said prior to that, that Gaza would become nothing more than a base for a terrorism and attacks against the city of Tel Aviv and other surrounding areas, from that it would be a launch pad. And that's exactly what has happened. So for this reason, people are saying, no, we can't have Mike Huckabee. But let me be clear. Number one, he will be confirmed because he's the right choice. And number two, he's absolutely 100% correct with regards to the fact that Israel needs to take back the land that that belongs to them. Because you cannot, let me be clear, you cannot have peace with the terrorist organization Hamas, nor with the terrorist organization of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, which controls the Jericho and the eastern territories, and Hamas, the western area of Gaza. So he's right on. And I support him wholly, and I know for a fact he's going to be, I'm positive he's going to be confirmed as the new ambassador to Israel, and he will do a phenomenal job.
Okay, Gary, when we think about Israel, we know Hamas is in power in Gaza, which is there on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. Mm-hmm. Who's in power in the West Bank?
Well, that's the PLO, and that is Mahmoud Abbas, who's been there, who succeeded Yasser Arafat when he died a few years ago. And so he is in the same vein of terrorism as Yasser Arafat had been, and Hamas. But what's happened is that, if you'll remember, if our listeners perhaps are aware of this, the attacks from Gaza were just, they rejoiced in the quote-unquote West Bank territory, the area under the control of the PLO. And in fact, they have constantly called for attacks upon Jewish people from the PLO-controlled territories. So don't think for one moment that one side is passive and the other is aggressive. They're both aggressive acts of terrorists, and we need to understand that there is no way to deal with these people except, as Netanyahu has said and as our president knows, there can never be a two-state solution in Israel. They must continue to wipe out and destroy Hamas totally. They can never be allowed to have any political positions, because while Hamas may say they're a political organization, they are not. They are a terrorist organization to the very core. Their goal, plainly stated time and time and time again, by the way, which is the same as the PLO, is the total annihilation of the Jewish people and the destruction of the Jewish state. That cannot ever be permitted. And by the way, if these people, these leaders of these terrorist groups, would take the time to pick up a phone and call some Bible-believing Christian and say, hey, do we have a chance of wiping out the Jewish people and the nation of Israel? We could say, not according to the Word of God. Now, they may not accept that, but the fact of the matter is the Bible's been proven true time and time and time again through the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And so we can say today, as Amos has said, they'll never be driven from their land again.
Gary, when we think about the Muslim extremists, which to me, if you're going to be a true follower of Muhammad, you are going to be an extremist because you're going to follow in his footsteps. But you have the mm-hmm. Sunnis and the Sufis and the different groups. Iran seems to be connected to all these terrorist organizations. Are they all on the same page as far as their Islamic interpretation?
Well, you do have, of course, the more moderate Muslim states, of course, or countries like Dubai and so forth. And finally, the king of Jordan has come around to understand that war doesn't do anything for his people. Egypt, Sisi in Egypt, understands that fighting wars against the Jews is just a waste of time with the loss of innocent lives and so forth. And even though there's some tension right now because of the demand for Egypt to accept Palestinians, the bottom line is that the ones who are the, what I would call the radical Muslims, now, by the way, let me be clear, all Muslims hate Jews. We see a moderate version of Islam in America, and all these people came because they wanted to get away from some. So don't assume that everybody's the same. But we know statistically that 10% of all the Muslims worldwide, which, by the way, numbers 1.8 billion, the bottom line is that they, 10% of them are avowed terrorists. And that simply means that they get up every day thinking about how they can kill a Jew. Now, let me explain something about the religion of Islam itself, which is satanic, by the way, as all religions are who reject Jesus Christ. The bottom line is that they believe that by killing a Jew, that they get automatic entrance into paradise one day. They're going to be sadly mistaken when the time comes. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line here is that we know that these people are terrorists, and they have to be dealt with accordingly.
What, now, Gary, when we know Hamas is, they showed their colors on October 7th. What an evil satanic group. I mean, to the nth degree. Now, would you put the Houthis in that same category?
I would. Certainly I would. They have the same desire, the same goals. It's just that geographically they're not in the region to be able to do what Hamas did, but they still are firing rockets even up to yesterday. Another rocket was fired at Israel. So President Trump knows this. Bibi Netanyahu knows there has to be a total annihilation of Hamas. And what we find right now is the IDF is actually fighting and having to kill 12 to 16-year-olds, because the fact of the matter is Hamas has been so devastated that now they're forcing the young kids to take up a gun to fight. And if they don't do it, they just kill them. Because there's no mercy in Hamas. People should never be deceived by this. Look at what they've done to these terrorists and how few of them came back alive. These are drug-induced, murdering, satanically driven, demonically controlled terrorists, and they deserve to be totally and completely wiped out. And that, I think, is Benjamin Netanyahu knows this, and so does our president, and that's the goal. However, I'm a little concerned about the president's envoy there to Israel in the Middle East situation, because I'm beginning to be very concerned about his attitude toward the Iranians, who are, we now know, based on what Richard Conricus, former IDF spokesman, who's now at the he's a senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense for Democracies in D.C., said in an interview a few weeks ago that Iran has not only enough for one nuclear weapon, they now have enough for 14. And then the IAEA knows about this, but they're keeping it quiet because they don't want to create widespread panic. Bottom line, Iran said when the time is right, they're going to destroy us. You know, let me mention real fast, Jeff, this fact. You and I both know that there's a slaughter taking place in Syria of the Syrian Christians. And they're chanting, as they always do, the slogan, we can't kill the Saturday people yet, so we're going to kill the Sunday people first, and then we're going to kill the Saturday people. They're talking about Sunday people being Christians, Saturday people being the Jews. So they are on a mission, and people are dying by the droves daily in Syria right now because they have a man, a former Al-Qaeda leader in Syria, Ahmed al-Shara, and he is on a mission.
I need to break in. We're talking to Dr. Gary Frazier. We're talking about what's going on in our world, especially as it relates to Israel. We'll be right back.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. We are talking to my good friend, Dr. Gary Frazier, pastor, author, speaker, and one of today's leading experts on Bible prophecy and current events and how those two interact. And so, Gary, as we broke for the first segment, you were talking about the situation with the Islamic terrorists, especially as it related to Iran gearing up with nuclear weapons. Go ahead and finish that thought, if you would.
Well, we just know from a news report that came out just on the 26th of this month, which I guess was yesterday, that Iran is unveiling a new underground missile base. They've got three already and so forth. And we know, as I said, Richard Conricus, the former IDF spokesperson, you know, said, as I was said a moment ago, that Iran now has enough highly enriched uranium for 14 nuclear weapons. Now, we know that they've said over and over again that when they get enough, they will use it, and they're going to at some point in time. Benjamin Netanyahu knows this. And this is frankly why I'm expecting an attack on Iran. They devastated their missile defense system just a few months ago with an attack, and now it's clear that they're going to have to go against them. But as we talk about all these things, Jeff, I want to remind our listeners that we must never lose sight of the big picture. You know, God's prophetic plan is revealed to us largely in the Word of God. We don't have every minute detail, but we get the big picture. Mm-hmm. And part of that big picture, and I've said this almost every time you and I have talked, but I can't get away from it because it's so near, in essence, and that is the Russian-led Islamic invasion of Israel from Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39. Those 52 verses lay out exactly what we can expect to come in the days, weeks, and months, whatever, as the church, the bride of Jesus, gets called up to be with the Lord Jesus Christ and taken to the Father's house. And this conflict, I believe, will take place immediately after that in God's prophetic order. So the big picture still remains the same, and that is this. The whole world is turning against Israel. We're seeing, as prophecy is fulfilled incrementally over time, we're seeing how on October 7th, and think about that, that was 537 days ago. And on that day, the whole world stood up and said, Israel has the right to defend themselves. And then we started seeing the world turn totally against the nation of Israel. The sympathy, quote-unquote, but that comes out of this pro-Palestinian movement based on really not only biblical ignorance, but based on historical ignorance as well, and it's taking place all over Europe and America and so forth. And the Jewish people understand they only have one place to flee, and that is back to their homeland of Israel, and they're going in droves.
Well, Gary, let me shift gears on you a little bit. You know, as we go down south, we go to Yemen, and the Houthis are the terrorist group in Yemen, and they're funded, appear to be funded by Iran. Those are all connected.
Totally.
They have declared war. I read this today through Grok. You can get a lot of information on the new AI system from Elon Musk, Grok. But it says the Houthis have declared themselves at war with the United States of America. So the Houthis are just a group within Yemen. They don't control Yemen, to my knowledge. So how does that work? How can they be at war with the U.S. if Yemen's not at war with the U.S.?
Well, terrorist organizations, the very basic structure of terrorist organizations, Jeff, is that they become a state within a state. We saw this happen in Jordan when King Hussein finally realized in 1970 that he could not any longer allow the PLO to operate as a separate entity within his own the own framework of the nation of Jordan. But that's what's happening in Yemen today. And the fact of the matter is the Houthis are funded by Iran largely. And by the way, let me be clear. People are not going to want to hear this, but we in America have become complicit in the killing of Jewish people because we have sent billions of dollars to Iran, which has facilitated them in supplying funds to their various spinoffs and terrorist organizations. But the Houthis in particular have declared war on America. But here's why. The Straits of Tehran, which, of course, as you know, a large percentage of our oil comes and goods and so forth travel through that vein. And so they are attacking United States naval vessels and so forth. We now have, according to my most recent count, we have 7 U.S. vessels stationed there or patrolling those waters at this time to try and protect our interest. And at the same time, the Houthis are pledging and firing rockets and missiles and so forth. They're going to continue to do so. But let me tell you something. The Houthis need to wake up. They're no match for the firepower of the United States Navy. But now that we have a commander-in-chief who is not going to put up with this, the game has changed because the previous administration sat back and did little to nothing as they attacked our naval forces. This president is not doing that, and Pete Hegseth is doing a great job as director of the Department of Defense. And so the Houthis are in for somewhat of a game-changing situation because they're about to get blown into pieces in the not-too-distant future, I suspect.
Gary, let's shift gears to the United States as we see what's going on in our country and the attacks against Elon Musk and Tesla. Obviously, the left doesn't like Doge. I don't get that because Doge is good for every American. Why would you not want to expose waste and abuse and fraud and those things in government? Seems like that's a no-brainer.
The answer is real simple. It's called greed. Thieves never like to be found out. We've been being robbed for upteen years by these crooks in Washington, D.C. You know, a longtime friend of mine and yours many years ago, Dr. Bailey Smith, former Southern Baptist president, said Washington is a place where there's a bunch of crooked politicians calling crooked politicians crooked politicians. Mm. Well, the bottom line is just look at how can AOC be a bankrupt bartender and now she has a net worth of $29 million? How has Pocahontas become a multi-billionaire? Where is this money all coming from? And we actually know where it's coming from. It's through kickbacks and so forth and so on. And this is what Elon Musk is bringing to the surface. You know, the question you have is how much money did from USAA did get funneled back into the Biden's account and so forth? There's so much corruption. And I will tell you, people don't want to be discovered. When you shine the light on the rats, they flee. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing right now is they have paid protesters running around and they're setting Teslas on fire and so forth and so on. While Elon Musk only owns 12.8% of Tesla, the vast majority, the other 82% plus, is invested in people's 401ks and retirement accounts and so forth. And by the way, who is it that primarily buys electric vehicles? Well, it's been the left side who's been funding, you know, the war on combustion engines and so forth, oil drilling, et cetera. So all of a sudden now they've shifted gears and decided they're going to attack Elon Musk. Elon Musk is not the criminal. Elon Musk is simply the one who's exposing the criminals, and nobody likes that. And I will tell you, this is going to go on and on and on because Americans, that is, we the people. Now, granted, you look at this country, it's red everywhere except in a few blue states out west and on the northeast. We, the people, are sick and tired of having our money stolen from us by these criminals who just simply get richer and richer and richer. You know, time was when we elected politicians, they went to Washington, they served their terms, they went back to their life in the public sector. Today, we have professional politicians mm-hmm. who have been robbing us blind for years, and Elon is just exposing them. And I'm going to tell you, they don't like it one bit.
No, they sure don't. Gary, when we think about the President Trump's faith group led by Paula White, and it's kind of his, you know, I think I saw Robert Jeffress was there recently praying for him along with Paula White. You have some, you know, Franklin Graham is obviously very involved with President Trump and praying for the president and that kind of thing. How do you kind of navigate through the situation where you have somebody like a Paula White, prosperity gospel, you know, we would look at her and say, don't follow that person. But he seems to gravitate toward her. I don't get that.
Well, let me kind of clarify that just a little bit. You have people like Jensen Franklin, James Robinson was a part of that. I was even a part of that from 2016 after the president was elected. Jack Graham, my pastor, was part of that group as well and still is. The bottom line here is that Paula White has been a close personal and family friend of the Trump family for more than 24 years. And so we would disagree with her on a number of different theological issues. But this is his choice. He loves her. He appreciates her. She's ministered to their family and so forth and so on. And so, you know, it is what it is. And you're not going to change Donald Trump's mind about this. My only prayerful concern today is that Robert Jeffress and Jensen Franklin and others, Franklin Graham and so forth, if the president would listen at all to some of their counsel and wisdom. Look, President Trump, in my humble but accurate opinion, is a babe in Christ, okay? And unfortunately, he's great at what he does, but he's not real strong in the word. And so the bottom line here is that he is easily influenced by her, and I can only pray that the people that we know, that we can trust, are speaking boldly enough to her to make sure that maybe they can help keep her and guide her along the way as she helps and guides him along the way. Here's the bottom line. We don't have a pastor in the White House, but boy, do we ever have a man who loves America. And his policies are good for all Americans. And at least right now, our faith is not being under attack led by Washington, D.C. bureaucrats, as it has been in days past. And so I'm thankful to the Lord because whoever lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is there because God has allowed them to be there. And as I spoke this last Sunday at a church here in the Florida area, where I am right now, I said to them that we have a window of reprieve. We have lived under spiritual darkness for 4 years. And thank the Lord that we now have some light. How long and how much and how what the outcome will be, I can only tell you, God's eternal plan for the ages will be fulfilled. Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, is coming to call his bride home, and that is going to happen fairly soon. The world stage is set in an unprecedented manner for this event. And so the clock is ticking, and God knows the day and the hour that we do not. But our faith and confidence and trust daily, momentarily, minute by minute, must be in the fact that God is on his throne. There's no chaos or confusion in heaven, and he's coming soon to fulfill his promise to his followers.
Gary, as we think about the rapture of the church, what do you think the climate spiritually, morally will be in America? Do you think it'll be, because right now we're kind of on an upswing of things moving back to law and order and common sense morality and those kinds of things, which doesn't seem in my mind to kind of fit in with the rapture taking place, although it could, but it seems like it was more, you know, if Kamala Harris had won and we had gone further and further left, that would have set more of a stage for the rapture and the end times. How do you see that?
Well, I don't isolate events today like maybe some people do. There is this plan of God, and we have been moving steadily towards it. And what's happened with the presidential election does not change the ultimate plan of God.
Right.
And let me be clear. Putin is still an enemy. And so he is going to do what he's going to do at some point in time. The bottom line is the Chinese are moving strongly into Central America. They are, in fact, it's the Chinese that gave the Iranians the nuclear weapons and so forth and so on. The world is an angry, bitter place that lives in spiritual darkness. There are pockets of light all over the world, but the bottom line is we are facing a situation exactly like Jesus said we would, and that is as it was in the days of Noah, Matthew 24:37, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. People shall be eating and drinking and giving in marriage up until the hour that Noah went into the ark, and they knew not that destruction was about to come upon them. So let me be clear. Most of the world, and I sadly must say this, so many people who name the name of Jesus and call themselves Christians have no idea prophetically where we are. They are as clueless as the people in Noah's day were that destruction was going to come. Remember, it had never rained upon the face of the earth, and they couldn't imagine why Noah was building that big old boat. But the bottom line is God said this is what's going to happen. It happened, and this is going to happen here in the world today. And the bottom line for us who study the Word of God is that, number one, we should be seeking to walk with the Lord in humble obedience. We should be willing to share our faith and pray more than we ever have before, because this is nearer and closer than it's ever been before, and it will take place. And so I'm just amazed at the number of churches. I got to tell you the truth. I'm not getting invitations to speak like I used to. Now, a friend of mine, actually a friend of both mine and yours, I'm not going to mention his name, but he said, Gary, you're not going to get much preaching opportunities because, number one, you're old. Okay, I can't deny that, all right? But number two, and he said, they don't want old guys. And number two, they have no, most churches today, most pastors today, have no real commitment to the right of Israel to exist in the land which God gave them. They don't even see Israel as being in a prominent role prophetically today. They don't even want to hear about it. Right. They think that's all negative. So that's where we are.
Yeah. We're talking to Dr. Gary Frazier. You're listening to Real Truth for Today, Pastor Jeff Shreve. We are up against a break, but when we come back, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, if you have a comment, we would love to hear from you. Lots going on in our world. We can rest in the fact that the Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever, and we can rest in him and keep our eyes fixed on him, and we know that everything is going according to plan. We'll be right back. If we learned anything from this election, it's how important it is for us to fight, fight, fight. We also learned how desperately the left wants to fight to take babies' lives, which is why every day Preborn Ministries fights for the babies. Preborn's network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, fighting for mothers deciding between the life or the death of their child. Preborn welcomes these women with God's love and offers them a free ultrasound to introduce their precious baby and hear the beautiful heartbeat. This amazing encounter gives her baby a fighting chance, and the majority of the time, the mother will choose life. Would you join Preborn in the fight for life? One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 will sponsor 5 ultrasounds. Babies are worth fighting for. To donate, dial #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. All gifts are tax deductible, and Preborn has a 4-star charity rating. Fight, fight, fight for the babies.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here talking to Dr. Gary Frazier. We're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. If you have a question or a comment, we'd love to hear from you. And before we go to the phones, let me just remind you, Activate Summit 2025. It's coming up June 12th through the 14th at Cadence Bank Conference Center, a really nice conference center in Tupelo, Mississippi. And the special pricing ends Friday, April 18th, so get your tickets now. It's a great few days to for the whole family. So the cost is $75 for ages 13 and up, $50 for ages 6 through 12, and it's free for children 5 and under. And you can find out more, afa.net/summit. Well, Gary, thanks for staying on as we take some calls. And we have Daryl on the line from Texas. Daryl, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hello, brothers. I am so appreciative of your ministry. Yeah,
you.
I was going to say in your discussion about that the world is not doesn't seem to be in the, headed toward the conditions of the tribulation. We have to remember that Paul told us that those conditions would be they'd be saying peace and safety, and then sudden destruction would come upon them like pains of a woman in labor. And so, actually, we should be looking for somebody that's making it look like it's going to get better, and then suddenly the rapture will suddenly change all day. It's going to be the meteor in the pond. It's not just a rock.
Yeah, that's a good point. Gary, you think it's going to be, in the last days, difficult times will come, Paul said. And do you think the events preceding the rapture are going to be difficult, or is it going to be a lull?
Well, I think you have to talk to the Christians being slaughtered daily in Syria. Because I got to tell you, there's no party going on over there. What we tend in America, we don't realize is Christians are dying the world over daily for their faith and trust in Jesus. On the continent of Africa, thousands of Christians are being and will continue to be slain. So when you talk about perilous times, that is a subjective statement, because perilous times in one place can be vastly different than somewhere else. Here's
true.
The fact. The condition of our world has continually been spiraling downward, and four times in Matthew 24, when our brother just quoted verse 8 there, four times in that passage he speaks of watch out that no one deceives you. We're living, first of all, in the age of the technological explosion, and the greatest opportunity for deception is present today, especially with the new advances in technology, to the point that we are more ripe for deception than ever before. And that's where we are, and we are on the verge. And again, days, we don't know. I get up every day thinking it might be today, and I still believe that tomorrow may be the day. Even today might be the day. We don't know. But the condition of the world is screaming to us that Jesus Christ is the only answer, and he is going to come, and there is going to be a great tribulation, and the majority of the people alive on the earth today are going to be separated from him, because broad is the road that leads to destruction, and most people go that way, and narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, and few there are that find it. What we have in America today is a new religion where people are calling themselves spiritual, but they don't have a personal, life-changing relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Daryl.
I mean, good statement, Daryl.
Yeah, anything else, Daryl?
Well, I'm just going to say, I think when it's talking about the peace and safety, they're talking about the world powers that the Antichrist is going to be coming from. Of course, there's been persecution in the world throughout the church history, in peaceful and other areas. But I think this is the first time we've seen the atheistic belief system growing to such an invasive power, and that's been developing, of course, for 200 years. And so I think we're at a crux of where the persecution and some areas are going to have been increasing, but the ones in power, it's where it's really different,
Yeah.
And all the enlightened countries are the ones that's moving away from the church and Christianity and moving toward the atheistic belief system that's, caused the last all these communistic wars. So we're at a crucial time in history where it's all orchestrated together.
Yeah, church attendance nationwide is at its lowest level. Baptisms across even the Southern Baptist Convention are dramatically down, and we're seeing this turning away from genuine faith in the Savior. No doubt.
Yeah.
Thanks, Daryl.
Yeah. Thank you, Daryl. God bless you. We have Linda on the line from Texas. Linda, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Oh, thank you so much, and certainly appreciate your program, sir. But
thank
I have
you.
Something that I shared with her. I'm in Daniel 12, 1 through 3, almost daily, and I have written at the top, shine like the stars. May I read these three verses?
Sure.
At the time, Michael, the great prince who stands watch over all your people, will rise up. There will be a time of distress such as never has occurred since nations came into being until that time. But at that time, all your people who are found written in the book will escape. Many who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to eternal life, some to disgrace and eternal contempt. And this is the key scripture. Those who have insight will shine like the bright expanse of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. And I feel like it's a time where you say your lights shine, our lights need to shine like they never have been before. There are so many that need to know, to hear this message of the gospel. And that's what I call to share.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah,
that's a
good word.
That's a good word.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks,
hey,
Linda.
Hey, by the way, Jeff, for all these people from your church, Texarkana, Texas, all the calls are coming from Texas.
Yeah, they don't tell me the city, so I just know the state.
I'm kidding you. Just kidding.
All right. Thanks, Linda. Well, we have Dennis on the line from Missouri. Dennis, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning, Pastor. Good to hear your voice and good to hear your program.
Thank
I try
you.
To listen regularly. My comments are, I live alone, and for me, all I can do every day is I read the Word, I pray, and I try to witness, but I can't go to town much anymore because I can't drive. And I kind of wonder, what more can I do? And the second question is, when the U.S. and Israel, if they do decide to hit Iran, is that going to create a world war?
Okay, good questions.
Well, Dennis, let me just say this. First of all, number one, nothing is more powerful than prayer.
Right.
You know, God hears and God answers. And tragically today, so much of the world operates prayerlessly. And the fact of the matter is, God hears the prayers of his children. Now, our prayer constantly should be, Lord, we know one thing. You're in charge, and my prayer is that your will would be accomplished. Your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Bottom line is that we acquiesce to God's eternal plan for the ages, and we continue to pray for lost people. And on my website, in fact, I wrote an article, and that website is GaryFrazier.com. I wrote an article entitled How to Pray for Your Lost Loved Ones. And you might be interested in downloading that, as well as a free end times chart that's available on my website as well. And then, of course, there are Buku's videos that we post on YouTube all the time, biblical teaching, etc. So you have an opportunity to daily to spend time with the Lord. You're reading the Word. You're praying. God bless you for doing that, because the hour is late, and you need not worry about how much you're doing. It's not the it's not the quantity, Dennis. It's the quality.
Mm. Yeah, good word, good word. Well, I appreciate you listening, Dennis, and thank you for calling in today. We have Mary on the line from Indiana. Mary, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hello. The first thing I want to say is Dr. Frazier is awesome. I could not agree with him more. The other thing,
well, it's very kind of you, Mary. Thank you.
No, you're the one that did it. I haven't done anything. The other thing I want to say is the people in my family, the men, have been veterans. They risk their life for this country.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who gave their life for this country. DOGE is just there to eliminate the fraud, waste, and whatever else. Now, these people who are complaining about losing their job, really? You know, I think we ought to export them, too.
Well,
you probably wouldn't get a lot of blowback on that. Let me make a comment that a retired major general friend of mine said to me one day when we were standing in Washington, D.C. a few years ago, and he said, Gary, I want you to look at all of these buildings everywhere. These are all government buildings full of government employees. And here's the thing. These people are all trying to figure out a way to justify their reason to get a paycheck. Bureaucracy in America, the government has become so inflated, so full of bureaucracy. The truth of the matter is the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's been doing. They don't know how to function as well. This is why our founders never intended for all the power to be in a federal state. You must remember, in the beginning, our government was only to regulate interstate commerce and to provide protection for us militarily from foreign powers. That was it. Everything else belonged to the state. And that's what President Trump is trying to do with shutting down the Department of Education, getting that back to where it needs to be, and so forth. And so it's a, but let me tell you, power is never yielded. It must be taken away from people. And that's where the struggle is right now in our country. Thank you, though, Mary, for calling in.
Yes, very good. Thanks, Mary. We have Jay on the line from Texas. Jay, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yes, when Jesus is talking in Matthew 24 about the judgment of the nations, and he's saying that when you did these to my people, who's he referring to? I read some people, they're saying it's 144,000. I read other people that are saying it's all the believers. What's your take on that?
You're talking about Matthew 25, the judgment of the nations, sheep and goats?
Yeah, 25. Yeah, Olivet Discourse.
Okay. Gary, the sheep and goat judgment.
Actually, Jay, the Olivet Discourse is Matthew 24. In Matthew 25, you have, when the second coming of Christ takes place, there are a number of things that take place. First of all, he appears in the sky. The Bible tells us in Revelation 19:11 that we come, that is, the church that was called up to be with him is returning with him. We're riding on white horses, clothed in our white wedding garments and so forth, and we're watching as our warrior husband, with a word from his mouth, destroys his enemies and sends the Satan to be locked down for 1,000 years, the Antichrist, the false prophet, are cast into the eternal lake of fire, which repudiates the very idea that judgment is temporary and not eternal, because the word the scripture uses is eternal. But that said, then he takes those people who come to saving faith in Christ during the tribulation. And that's going to be a huge number of people. Remember, Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 through 11 says that there will be a great multitude out of every nation and kindred and tongue, etc. In fact, what's interesting, Jay, is that the greatest revival in the history of the world takes place after the church is gone. That comes about through the witnesses of the 144,000, the two witnesses of Revelation 11, the gospel angel of Revelation 14. Millions of people are going to be saved during the tribulation. Many will perish and die. We know that, but there will be a multitude that will survive. That multitude will be put on the right of Jesus. On the left of him, he puts all of those disbelievers and so forth, and they are immediately then sent to hell. They've not received their final judgment yet, but they are sent to the place of torment. Luke chapter 16 fills you in on that, verses 19 through 31. Having said all that, then those believers who got saved in the tribulation, they go into the millennial reign of Christ along with us. Those of us who were called up, we were changed in a twinkling of an eye. 1 Corinthians 15:51-56, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18, Paul deals with this. And so we're in there. So now we have two kinds of people in the millennium. Those in their natural body who are still procreating, those of us who have been changed, and we are co-ruling with Christ for 1,000 years. And here's the kicker. In 1,000 years, there can be a lot of children born. Those children are born with the same sin nature that you and I have when we were born. And so the bottom line is they must then choose. What's happening then? Jesus is reigning from the throne of David in the city of Jerusalem over all the world. He's restored the earth, etc. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah that a person that only lives to 100 is looked upon as a mere child. We don't have the same diseases, etc., that we live with currently. But so all of these people are born, but they still have to choose. And here's the astounding thing, Jay. At the end of the 1,000 years, the Bible says this: Satan is released for a short time. He leads a final rebellion against God. And what amazes me every time I read this is this. It says, "And they that followed him were like the sand upon the seashore." Can you just imagine people living under the reign of Jesus? But what it does is this. It shows you that man's heart truly is wicked. And so the bottom line is they are then sent to their eternal damnation, and the new heaven, the new earth appear. So that's just a quick overview of what we're talking about. Thanks for your call, Jay.
Yeah, and Gary, so in Matthew 25 specifically, the judgment of the sheep and the goats, that's who populates the millennial kingdom, correct?
Yes. The ones who survive the tribulation and who become believers during the tribulation and survive, as I said, they go into the millennium in their physical bodies. Otherwise, you wouldn't have anyone
right.
who could be led astray and follow Satan.
Right. And it's not by the works reveal their faith, and it's not that the works get them there. Well, thank you so
That's
much
right.
for listening to Real Truth for Today. Gary, thanks for so much for being my guest. Always a pleasure, my friend.
My joy.
Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to George Foreman. Talked to him a couple of years ago, and George Foreman went home to be with the Lord on Friday, March 21st. And so you're going to want to hear that interview, and it was a special time. So go out, shine for Christ, share what great things the Lord has done for you, and God will use you as his witness. God bless.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.